Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we've covered sea, road and rail. We're going to go to the air now in our continuing coverage of Storm Bram, because there have been nearly 100 flight cancellations at Dublin Airport as Storm Bram continues to cause travel disruption. And our reporter Una Kelly is at Dublin Airport. Una, good evening to you. How are things looking there at the moment?
Good evening, Colin. Well, I'm in a fairly quiet arrivals hall in Terminal 1 right now. That's because when you look up at the boards here in front of me, you can see a list of the flights that are marked either as diverted or delayed. And that's been the story throughout the day here, really, especially with any flights going between Ireland and the UK. And when you go up to the departures area here in Terminal 1 and look at the boards, it's notable that you'll see that many of the Aer Lingus flights are marked cancelled, while Ryanair flights are mostly marked as though they're going ahead for the time being, and people are dropping their bags and heading through to security.
And what kind of disruption has this been causing to all the passengers?
Well, of course, with so many cancellations today, there are frustrated and disappointed passengers around the airport. And I suppose really for every person, it's different depending on how critical it was for them to get to their destination on time. And there was certainly disappointment about family holidays being cancelled. That's some of the stories that I was hearing from passengers today.
We were heading to Disneyland there for a couple of days. Yeah. A bit disappointing that the flight was cancelled, but I suppose safety is probably more important.
Are you hoping to get there tomorrow, or what's your plans now?
We booked on a flight for 6 o'clock, but I've noticed all the English flights have been cancelled so far, so I'm presuming it's going the same way. We're just thinking of going home.
Is it much inconvenience, disappointment for the children?
Sure, they were very excited about going, but is what it is.
We live in Donegal, so we've been travelling for a day and a half with our 7-month-old daughter. We got here at about 4 a.m. this morning for a 6 a.m. flight that was cancelled. About half an hour beforehand, and we had to wait around. We were found out that we were then put on the 9 a.m. flight to Paris, and then that was cancelled. And then we found out that we went to pick up our bags after the second flight, and then we went to the help desk and they told us that our bags were on a flight that we were meant to be on, that nobody told us we were meant to be on, and are currently on the way to Paris. We don't have any formula, we don't have any bottles or anything like that. That is all in the bag, gone, so we don't really know what we're going to do right now.
So I'm trying to get to Paris. Air France flight was cancelled, so we tried to find another solution. So hopefully with Aer Lingus, we have a chance to be at home tonight, but to be confirmed.
Have you found it difficult to get information, or how are you doing?
No, I think it's pretty well organised here at the airport to get the information we need, so it's fine.
Extremely inconvenient, for sure.
Where were you trying to go?
Back to Canada.
So what does this mean? You're stranded in Dublin for a while?
I'm stranded in Dublin trying to figure out how to get home, yeah, and the options are limited. I've been travelling around the world for a month, and this was my flight home, so I'm waiting to see my family, so now I'm stuck for a few more days.
We were going to Bristol, and that's been cancelled. We're now trying to go, we need to get back tonight if we can, so we're trying to get back to London or Gatwick. But it is what it is. If the weather's bad and they have to cancel flights, you know, better to be late than never. There's no good getting upset about these things, because these things happen.
Right, a mixture of reactions there, Una, from resignation to frustration from passengers you were talking to in Dublin Airport. Are we expecting any further cancellations tonight then?
Yes, we are expecting further flight cancellations, and then of course there'll be knock-on effects from that. And depending on your airline, you might not have much advance warning if your flight is going to be cancelled or not. Now, for the latest updates on what's been happening with flights, I spoke a short time ago to Graham McQueen from Dublin Airport. He told me it's been a very challenging day here.
We've had 91 flights cancelled by airlines, so there's a lot of people in the airport who are not getting where they want to go to today. Will we see more cancellations? I think there's a good chance of that as the night goes on. The winds are still very strong out on the airfield. We are struggling at the moment. It's kind of mid-afternoon now. We're struggling to get flights in and out, so there's been quite a number of diversions, a lot of go-arounds, that type of thing. That's happened at other airports around Ireland and the UK, so a lot of disruption on the network, and we expect more cancellations and delays as the night goes on.
Have any flights been coming in and out?
We've been getting some in and some out, but for, you know, long periods of time, up to an hour, we've not been able to get a flight to land. That's just because of the wind speeds and the wind direction. We've been getting very few out as well through the mid part of the afternoon. So really, really tricky day. The winds are going to stay strong into the evening, so we can expect more disruption as the day goes on.
What would you advise people to do if they have a flight today or if they're picking someone up?
Yeah, look, stay close to your airline would be the message from us. You know, they're the ones who've got the information about whether your flight will take off or land. Aer Lingus and Ryanair have indicated that they're not going to take off or land anything else into Dublin till after 5 o'clock today. So that's a decision that they've taken. So that tells you how strong, how difficult the conditions are out there. But if you are due to travel this evening, stay close to your airline. They'll text you or email you if your flight isn't going ahead. Otherwise, come to the airport 2 hours before short haul, 3 hours before long haul, but just maybe be prepared that things are going to take a bit longer than normal.
Now, at the moment, given you're saying there's so much disruption today in the departure halls in Terminal 1 and 2, it seems reasonably normal, reasonably quiet. Why is that?
Our teams here in the airport are doing a really good job of getting people through security. So while this area might look quiet, the story of airside and the bars, cafes and restaurants, they're really, really busy. So our teams have got extra people deployed over there to make sure that everybody is safe and, you know, is informed as well as we can at this time.
So past security at the moment, that's a bit more chaotic.
Yeah, past security is a different story from what we're seeing and feeling here in the departures halls. It is busy. People have been stuck there for a number of hours in some cases already. People are wandering around, sitting around, wondering if they're going to get away today. They're waiting on updates from their airlines. Airlines will, for the most part, give it every chance that they'll get the flight away. So there may be cases where passengers won't know until later on tonight that whether their flight is going to take off or not. And I think it's realistic at this stage to expect that there will be more cancellations.
Now, something I noticed is that on the boards in departures, Aer Lingus flights say that they're cancelled, whereas Ryanair flights do not say that those flights are cancelled. Why is that?
Yeah, look, that's the approach of different airlines. Aer Lingus and Emerald Airlines, who run their regional network, made the decision last night to cancel around 40 flights. They've proactively cancelled a lot of flights today. I think Ryanair are hoping that they'll get as many flights away as possible tonight. What that looks like come midnight tonight, I don't know. But they're doing working as hard as they can, I know, on the airfield and in the terminals here to get people away. But the reality is that there is going to be some cancellations.
Graeme McQueen there from Dublin Airport, finishing that report by our reporter Una Kelly.